It's 73 degrees in Nashville, having a thunderstorm right now, and there is a possibility of more stormy weather through the day today. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Some state lawmakers are having second thoughts about legalizing medical marijuana. The drug in any form is illegal in Tennessee, but a consideration by the federal government to reclassify medical marijuana to a less restrictive category is now being looked at locally. The reclassification by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency would apply only to medical marijuana. That includes anabolic steroids, ketamine, and products with less than 90 milligrams of codeine, such as Tylenol with codeine. Marijuana would still be illegal on the federal levels. Two state lawmakers, Representative Brian Terry of Murfreesboro and Senator Richard Briggs of Knoxville are both physicians, and they have both supported doctor-subscribed medical marijuana. Briggs is quoted in the Tennessean that he hopes the reclassification happens soon for patients who could benefit. He mentioned people with multiple sclerosis and cancer, along with other illnesses and injuries. Anytime a federal designation of a drug is made, it is reviewed by Tennessee health officials. This year, lawmakers passed a bill to do away with the review and instead allow themselves to approve any changes to the marijuana policy. A poll by Vanderbilt University found that more than 8 out of 10 Tennesseans support legalizing medical marijuana, and roughly 6 out of 10 favor legalizing recreational marijuana. Well, there's been another round in the battle over how wooden benches are placed at Nashville bus stops. Volunteers have been engaging in a guerrilla-style public works effort by building and placing benches where the city does not provide them. The Nashville Department of Transportation has been asking for them to be removed. Several were recently confiscated. In response, groups came together this weekend for another large round of bench construction. Activists say they want to reach an agreement with metro departments. Family, fans, and fellow hip-hop artists are remembering hitmaker Tay Keith. The Memphis-born producer has been working out of Nashville since attending MTSU, where he landed his first number one hit just before graduating. In a video remembrance from the university, artist Langston Blue described the inspiration and mentorship that Keith provided to students there.
It reminds you that like the dream is like so real, and to keep pushing, I think that's the thing that people will miss the most, is that like when they saw Tay Keith, they saw that they could be successful. They saw that it's possible.
His family remembered him as a cultural force and philanthropist. He had recently created the Nashville-based Dramatize Studio and label to support emerging artists. Billboard magazine reported Keith has had this decade's most number one hits on the hip-hop charts, including collaborations with Travis Scott and Drake. He's known for Southern trap beats. Nashville police said they were performing a welfare check on Keith when he was found dead. An autopsy is pending. Keith was 29. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.